Well, praise the Lord. We welcome you to another podcast of Basic, and this is our special Thanksgiving program. And truly, in America, we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's kind of unique with our country because the Pilgrims came over many years ago, and they went through a time of hardship. And they, when they after a year, they got with the Indians and they celebrated. They was thanking the Lord for all that. What had happened, even through the hardship, even though most of them had passed, had died because of the circumstances, they were still thankful. And so maybe you're listening to this podcast and you live in another country and you don't know what Thanksgiving is about. Well, we're going to let you know what exactly what it's all about today. I'm at some friends' house, and we're going to have each of them to share with you what they're thankful for and what Thanksgiving means to them. So I'm going to start off with Mary.
Pastor Mary.
Pastor Mary, and just tell the people what you're thankful for, what Thanksgiving means to you.
Well, Brother Lewis, I just give thanks to God this morning. I woke up this morning, and the first thing I did was to get on my knees and say, I thank you, Lord, because, you know, this is not just a tradition thing, but, you know, we are thankful every day. And we thank God for living in America because, you know, we have so much food to mm-hmm. be thankful for, that we eat good every day, you know, and we thank mm-hmm. God. But I thank God for this relationship and fellowship that we can have with our family, not only our immediate family and our extended family, but we can have, and our loved one, but we can have fellowship with our Christian family.
Yes, that's right.
You know, because God said those that do the will of God is our family. So I thank God for Pastor Taylor that we'll be able to have fellowship here at his house, and that we thank God for the food. We thank God for the love that each other going to show. And most of all, I thank God for letting us see another Thanksgiving. That yes. we can come together, and it don't mm-hmm. have to be grief, that it can be joyful, mm-hmm. you know, in peace. And so I thank God for this Thanksgiving, just to be,
all right.
and to have a, to have salvation and a relationship
yes.
with God. I thank God.
This is my wife, Donna. Donna, what are you thankful for today?
Well, I'm thankful for many things. First of all, I'm thankful that God saved me, and he set me free so I can know his joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, and what it means to be filled with the Spirit and to be a child of God and have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. That's the first thing I'm thankful for. And I also am thankful for all the many blessings and promises he provided in his word for us, because there are many. And when you come to know him, all those blessings we belong to us because we're joint heirs with him. And especially today, I'm thankful for being with friends. I'm not with some of my immediate family members and all, like my mother and cousins and so forth, but that's okay because I've got a family in Jesus.
Yes.
And the people I'm with now are my family.
Mm-hmm.
They're my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm thankful for the privilege to be able to be here and to share fellowship and a meal with them today.
Amen.
And it's just a blessing to just to be here and be alive and be with my friends today. And there's so many things to be thankful for that we couldn't never it'd take us all day and all night to mm-hmm. just tell everything, but I'm going to turn it over to my
okay,
sister
this
now
is, lady of the house Prophet Nancy, just tell us what you're thankful for.
First of all, I thank God. I thank God for being alive. I especially thank God on not only this day, but every day, because I think about the people over in the war and the soldiers and how they are bound down to being in a war that, you know, it almost senseless. But I thank God that we're not at war, and that we have our freedom here to fellowship with each other. I also thank God that I'm able to open up my house for people to come and fellowship. I thank God for having my immediate family, my children, my husband here, and also my church family. And I thank God for freedom today. I just thank God for freedom. I'm not bound up.
Okay, we have your daughter here, and she's going to be sharing with us.
Well, I thank the Lord for my mother, Prophetess Nancy, because she stays up
in the middle of the night, she's cooking this beautiful dinner that we are about to receive today. And I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and letting me see Thanksgiving, because some folks couldn't wake up today to see Thanksgiving. I thank Him for everything that He's doing in our life, and I thank Him for everything that He's going to do today at this hour. And whoever listens to this podcast, Jesus loves you, and He wants you to have the best. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, let's pass it around. What are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for my friends and my family, and blessed to see another day.
Yes, amen. Amen. We'll pass this on around. Rune, what are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for God being who He is, and I'm also thankful for God reuniting me with my family.
All right. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, like, my birthday on, like, the day before Thanksgiving and all that other kind of stuff.
Praise God. All right, we see we got a lot of good food here. We got some turkey and dressing. Yeah. What else we got here, Brother T?
Oh, Pastor man.
Taylor. Pastor Taylor?
Oh, we got a little bit of everything, man.
We got some, I think you said you cooked some duck, didn't you?
Oh, cooked one little small duck.
We got some turkey and spinach salad.
Chocolate casserole.
This dressing has special kind of dressing in it.
Oh, yes, seafood dressing.
Yes, all right.
Yes, it is.
So we're getting ready to ask the blessing and... go ahead and
what do you think about
Thanksgiving?
Oh, I thank God who's head of my life. I thank God for my spiritual family, and let's thank God for what He's doing in my life and lead me and direct me in the right direction that I should be going long years ago. And I thank Him because I saw a lady today in the store, and she was down and compressed. I said, "What's the matter?" You know, she's, "Oh man, I'm glad I'm this day." I said, No. I said, "You know, just thank God. Say, God inspire me." Regardless of what I'm going through, say let God make make the day better. Say God make this day seem like 3 days, regardless of what it seemed like.
Amen,
you know,
amen.
And I thank God I can impartate myself in other people and uplift them. And I thank God for what He's doing in my life.
Okay. All right, Pastor Mary, just ask a blessing on this food.
Amen. Father God, we come today knowing that You all God. And there is none like You in the heaven. There is none like You upon the earth. And Father God, we cannot thank You enough for this meal. Not only do we thank You for this natural food, but we thank You for the spiritual food,
Lord.
Yes, God, to feed our soul, Lord God, that we don't have to go to hell anymore, but we can go to heaven off this spiritual food, and that we can live corrected off this spiritual food, that we can live abundant life off this spiritual food. But Lord God, we thank You for the hand that repaired this food, Prophet Nancy, Lord God, and her loved one, her children, Lord God, and those that brought a dish, Lord God, we thank You for their food, Lord God. Father, we thank You today, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask You to bless this food, Lord God. Lord, let it be a blessing to our spiritual man, whereso our natural man. And Father God, like we say, we thank You for all those all over the world today, God, that having Thanksgiving with their loved ones and their spiritual love family, Lord. Those that don't have no food, Lord God. Father, I pray that You'll repair a table for them today, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, maybe you're in the Middle East or where you're listening. We've got some people listening over in the Far East near China and some of those places. And no matter what part of the world you're in, you can still have Thanksgiving. You don't have to have turkey and dressing like we're doing today, but you can be thankful in your heart for what God has done in your life. Amen.
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 That's good.